was expecting to hear him preach this morning. I talked to him, and he said he'd talk to Johnny, so I talked to Johnny, and I was ready to hold Johnny's coattails, and he said, "You take it," and I was like, "Okay, I will."
But
it kind of goes along with the message today. Anybody got a testimony before we get started that they need to render to God? It's your time, it's your church, it's your service. Could be the last time you ever get to do anything for the Lord.
I just want to say, Brother Jeremy, I love the Lord, and I know Bless Brother you. Mike, his family's not with us here today. We know the reason why.
Yeah, bless you.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. And you know, that, that song that your mama just sang there a while ago, it's one of my favorites. And, you know, we run through trials of life.
That's right.
Mike, I know, is going through a trial right now. But God will make a blessing out of it.
That's right.
Not just for him, but he'll make a blessing out of it for us too.
Amen.
So we don't need to be downtrodden here today. We don't need to be discouraged. We need to be lifting up Mike before God.
That's right.
And lifting up his family, and amen, lifting up each other here today.
That's right.
Amen, and worship God. Amen. Because I'm here to tell you, he's here with us in spirit.
That's right.
Amen. He just because Brother Mike is not here today doesn't mean that God has vacated the place. God's here. He's always been
here.
Amen. Amen. He's that still small voice, you know, that we hear. Amen. When we're all alone and we think the world has just forsook us. And we think that we don't have a friend in the world. Amen. God is there. He's that still small voice, Brother Jeremy. Amen. That speaks to our heart and gives us that assurance that yes, you are saved. Yes, you are going to go to heaven. Yes, you are going to have a new body. Yes, you are going to be, amen, rewarded all these blessings. Amen. I'm here to tell you today, amen, that God is here. Amen. And don't let the devil try to rob you of your blessing today.
Yeah, bless you.
Amen. Don't let the devil try to step into your life and try to rob you of anything.
Bless you,
amen.
God.
You put him in his place. Amen. You put him behind you where he belongs.
Yeah, bless
amen.
You.
And you'll get a blessing like you've never seen before.
That's right.
I just love the Lord today. And amen. I love Brother Mike. Amen. And I wish he was here.
Yeah.
Amen. But he's not. Amen. But that don't mean we can't worship God.
That's right.
That don't mean that we can't still love Mike wherever he is right now.
Amen.
Amen. That doesn't mean that we can't, amen, reach out spiritually and touch him heart to heart.
That's right.
Amen. Mind to mind. Amen. That's how close, amen, we can be today as Christians if we really desire to do that.
Amen.
So, amen. Just remember Brother Mike, amen, as he goes through this procedure today. Amen. I love the Lord.
Amen. Anybody else? Don't get robbed of your blessing this morning. Let me say that. The Spirit is here, but it also says in there, Spirit won't always strive with man.
Yes.
There'll be a day you'll come into a church and you'll wish you felt the Spirit like
That's
you did
right,
this
Brother
morning,
Jeremy.
And it won't be around. There'll be a day you wish you had an opportunity to give a testimony and you don't get to give that testimony because that testimony's been taken from you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let what God's put on your heart, and you might as well just preach to Johnny. Don't let what God's put on your heart this morning sit there.
Bless him, Lord.
And sit there and go to waste because you don't want to put it forth towards God.
Bless him,
it might not be for you. It might not be for who you think it's supposed to be for, but if you'll do what God tells you to this morning, I don't have to preach, just to be honest with you.
Come on, Jeremy.
If we'll all come together in one mind and one accord and do what God tells each and every one of us to do, if it's sing a song, if it's to testify, if it's to shout like the women used to shout back in the day and Bobby Pins go flying out, if it's to, Lindsay laughed one time, I said I wanted to go to this church's revival and see their kids get stepped on. But,
come on.
There used to be times where they'd put them up under the pews because if they didn't, somebody was going to get a little happy and run and step on the kid. You don't see that anymore.
No.
And it's not because God's changed.
Come on.
It's because we have.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's because we've sat down.
Amen.
God's poured it out.
Yeah.
He's poured the same spirit that he put into Paul.
Yeah.
That he put into Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That
name.
He put into, you name them. You go through that Bible and every one of them that wrote a book in it.
Yes.
God
Amen.
Poured his spirit into
Come
it.
On.
And that same spirit, Johnny, resides in you and I.
Amen.
I think we fail to remember that sometimes, Corey. I think we fail to remember that the God who came down and burned a bush and talked to Moses and the bush was on fire and it was flamed up, but the bush didn't burn up. That same God speaks to you and I. I might not see a bush catch on fire this afternoon when I get home, but that same God still speaks to this poor little heart right here in 2025. And if God lets me live another 44 years, it's still going to be that same God that's carrying me on until I turn 88.
Yeah.
If I make it to be Mike's age, and I'm in UAB getting a pacemaker, it's that same God that's got in the hands of those doctors.
Yes.
It's the same God that created me in my mother's womb.
Yeah.
Some 44 and some odd months ago, it's the same God today that he was yesterday. It's the same God in Genesis that said in the beginning.
Yes.
It's the same God at the end of Revelation that said amen.
Amen.
There ain't nothing changed about him.
Come on.
If something's changed in your walk, and it ain't as close, Johnny, as it used to be, he's the same God.
Amen.
If you're not where you want to be spiritually this morning, if you're saved and you think, man, I used to get up, I used to do this, or I used to do that, or, I used to feel. I sit on my pew wherever I sat, and it might not have been at this church, it could have been somewhere else, but I sit there and I just felt this bubbling inside.
Yeah.
I don't feel it anymore.
Come
well, guess what? It's the same God, and he hadn't changed.
Yes, amen.
Something has.
Come on.
But it ain't him, so don't blame him this morning.
God bless you, Jerry.
If you leave here today and God don't bless you, God don't do something to make you feel that bubble up inside, don't blame him.
Amen.
He's here this morning.
Come on, check
guess out. What? When we leave here, we don't leave him here.
Come on.
Think about that. Take him with you.
Yes.
Hey, I can go, when I leave here, I can go down there to the Boaz Walmart and I can feel the same bubble up in my heart that I feel here.
Yes.
My God goes with me.
Yeah.
He has to go with me because if he don't, I'm going to fall. I'm going to be like a little right.
Bless him, Lord.
I have a hard time saying that name. That's y'all picked a difficult name for me to pronounce. Little right. Before long, y'all are going to blink and he's going to start pulling up on stuff.
Yeah.
Come on.
And he's going to start taking them steps. And he's going to take a step or two and he's going to fall.
Yeah.
He's going to get back up and he's going to take a step or two and he's going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get back up and take a step or two and fall. But he's going to fall over and over and over. But if he never gets back up and takes that step again, he won't learn how to walk.
Amen.
Amen. There's some of us, I feel like, we took a step or two, Johnny, sometimes, and we fail because that's just life. I hate to explain it to you that way. But life's not always fun.
Yes.
Life's not always how we expect it.
Yeah,
Mike didn't sit here Wednesday night saying, I ain't going to be there Sunday because I'm going to be at UAB. Keith didn't ask for the medical things that you've had to go. You didn't ask for it.
Come on.
Life gives us stuff and we fall and we have to crawl around and we have to climb, but we have to also pull back up and take another step.
God bless you.
That's what God would have us to do this morning. But when we stop stepping, when we stop walking, that's when we fall and we're on our face and we're like, oh God, why am I in this condition?
Can't get up there.
Why am I having to have this done?
Yeah.
Why are the bills coming in and I don't have the money? Why are me and my wife fighting all the time?
Yeah.
Why won't my kids listen to me? Why is work so bad? Why, God? Why, God? Why, God? And all he's got to do, honestly, is look down and say, it ain't me, Jeremy, it's you.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Amen.
It's never once has it been his fault that I've gotten myself into a situation.
Come on.
Never once.
Bless him, Lord.
Not once. And I'm going to mess up going forward. I ain't perfect. I'll tell you that now. If you think just because I can stand up here and say I'm a preacher, that makes you fun. No, it don't. I'm human. I'm going to mess up.
Yeah.
But he ain't.
Come on.
He never will.
Bless you, Jeremy.
His blood that was shed 2,000 and however many years ago is still just as powerful today as it was when the first drop came down.
Amen.
Still just as powerful.
Amen.
Hey, it still saves the old drunk. It still saves the drug addict.
Yes.
It still saves...
Didn't save anybody.
Hey, it still saves the six-year-old kid that at 6 years old realizes, hey, I ain't done nothing wrong, but I ain't a good person.
Yes.
I might be 6 years old or seven or eight. I don't know what everybody's age is different. I don't know when God knocks, but when he knocks at that heart and tells you, you're going to hell without me, it don't matter if you've never took a drink, never done a drug, never smoked a cigarette, never said a cuss word. It don't matter any of that. You are flesh and we are fallen, and without Him we will die and go to hell. And that's the truth this morning. There's no nice way to put it. I can't wrap it up like a Sears catalog and put a bow on top and make it look pretty. But it's a gift from God. Yeah. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves. Amen. I don't want the box that it came in. The box is an empty grave somewhere over in Jerusalem. You don't have to take me and let me see the empty box to know that He ain't in it. Yeah. I feel it because He ain't in it. Amen. Because He's in here living within me.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Good preaching.
He ain't living with you this morning. You need to get it.
Amen.
That's all I'm telling you.
Amen. Plain and simple.
How? Ask Him. We don't have Him because we don't ask Him. First, we got to admit that I'm a man, and it's a mallet gene. It runs in the family. And if you're a man, don't lie, it runs in the man side of the gene pool. We all think we can do everything. We all think we're never wrong. We all think we're never right until our wife tells us, or we're always right, until our wife tells us we're wrong. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm here to tell you, I am wrong.
Come on.
In God's sight, there's nothing about this that should be able to stand up here.
Come on.
God should strike me dead for standing behind the pulpit. That's how unworthy and how unrighteous I am.
Come on.
But thank God there's some blood that He sees. Yeah. He don't see me. Because if He did, I'd be wiped off the face of the earth. I don't deserve anything He gave me. But He saw fit.
Yeah, He called you. Amen.
I'm going to stand up here and I'm going to mumble and I'm going to mumble and I'm going to spit and I'm going to sound like an idiot and I'm going to get in the car and think it all sounded like... That's just me, but I'm going to keep doing it.
God bless you.
Because I don't know what else to do, Johnny.
Come on.
I didn't ask God.
Foolishness of preach.
I didn't ask God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I didn't wake up one morning and said, God, I think I'd like to preach. Is that okay with you? No, I didn't ask.
I ran.
He told me.
I ran.
He didn't ask me. Mm-mm. He didn't say, hey, do you think you'll do this for me? And I said, well, let me think about it a couple weeks and I'll get back to you. It don't work that way.
It's troubling every day.
It don't work that way. Salvation don't work that way either.
Come on.
When He offers it,
you better listen.
You better get it then.
Right.
Because, hey, I'll think about it and give you an answer in 2 weeks. You might not live to see two weeks.
No, you might not.
You might not live to see 2 weeks. What are you going to do with it this morning? I don't know if that's part of the message or not. We're going to read some scripture and then I'll get a psalm because I'm about done. Really.
God bless you.
What are you going to do with it? I'm going to put it back in your court right here. What are you going to do with it?
My Lord.
A good bit of scripture, but I want to read it to get to this one verse and show you something that God showed me. What are you doing with this service? What are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your platform? What are you doing with the opportunities God gives you?
That's right.
Each and every day,
yeah.
He gives me an opportunity to do something.
God bless you.
Something for Him.
Yeah.
If it's witness to somebody, if it's pray for somebody, hey, I could be bedbound at my house. Never get out of my bed. And He gives me an opportunity to do something for Him that day. I can pray for somebody who can go and witness.
Yeah.
I can pray for the church. Mm-hmm. I can pray for the lost. I got a lost family. I don't know if somebody in here raises their hand and says, every person in my extended family saved, I applaud you. But there's lost people in my family. And I could pray a little bit more for them. Yeah. What are you doing with what God gave you?
God bless you,
brother. Yeah, this comes from Matthew chapter 25, I'm going to read, like I said, a few verses here to get to this last two verses I want to look at. Give you my thoughts, stick it back in your court, and you can do with what you want to do with it. It'll be off my chest because I've done what God's told me to do. But in Matthew 25, starting in the 14th verse, it says, this is Jesus' word, so if you get mad at it, take it up with Him. Don't take it up with me after church.
Amen.
It ain't going to do you a bit of good.
That's
it ain't going to do me a bit of good. It's wrote in red. If you got a problem with it, take it to the man who said it.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what he said.
Amen.
That's it.
Come on.
Verse 14, it says, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway he took his journey.
Mm-hmm.
Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them 5 other talents. And likewise, he that received two, he also gained other two.
Yeah.
But he that had one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money.
Yeah.
So just right there, let me stop and tell you, there was three people that was giving some stuff. Two of them went and used it, and one of them just sat on it. That's where we're at. That's my interpretation of that.
Yeah.
Moving forward. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received five talents came and brought other five talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredest unto me five talents. Behold, I gained beside them five talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou in to the joy of thy Lord.
Yeah.
He also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, thou hast delivered unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee a ruler over many. Enter in thou into the joy of the Lord, of thy Lord. Now I want you to listen to these two last verses here, 24 and 25.
Yeah.
Then he which had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not straw. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. 24 and 25, I want you to look, if you highlight, color, underline, whatever, I want you to highlight in your heart and in your mind what that third person said back to the Lord. Because let's just put that in, Jesus spoke in parables, and I'm not trying to speak for him, I'm preaching for him, but I'm going to put this in my terms so I can understand what's going on. Jesus is saying, I've come, and I've gave you a talent, and I've gave Brother Wayne a talent, and I've gave Jeremy a talent. And I'm going back to heaven, and I'm going to come one day again, and I'm going to see what you've done with what I've gave you. And I'm going to come up, and I'm going to say, Johnny, I gave you something to do. What did you do with it? He's going to say, I went out, and I put it to use for you, Lord. And I don't know, they may have been five people saved under my preaching. They may have been 500. They may have been none. But I took it, and I put it to work. I did what you told me to do.
Yeah.
Here it is. I'm giving it back to you, God. Then he's going to come over here to Wayne. He's going to say, Brother Wayne, I gave you a talent. What did you do? And he says, I got up and I faithfully led the song service. I might have touched somebody's heart. I might not have. It don't really matter. But I did what you told me to do. And I put it to work.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's going to come to me. And he's going to say, Jeremy, I gave you a talent. What did you do with it? And in this story here, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to say,
birdie.
I did nothing. I want you to look at verses 24 and 25.
Yeah.
This man was given a talent by his Lord. His Lord came back and said, what did you do with what I gave you? This man, these other two's done said, hey, here's what I did. It might not have been much, but it was for you, Lord. Have it, it's yours. Take it back.
Mm-hmm.
Comes to this man, verses 24 and 25, he uses 43 words to say, I did nothing.
Yeah. Amen.
I just sat there. Yeah, Lord, you gave it to me. It's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is back. I got nothing to go with it. Because I did nothing. I got 43 fancy words. I got two whole verses. I got all this stuff right here to tell you what I didn't do.
Bless him, Lord.
I did nothing.
Yeah.
What are you doing this morning with the opportunity God's gave you?
Uh-oh.
He's put breath in your body today for a reason.
Amen.
And it wouldn't have come here and watch me spit and slobber. Let's just get that out of the way. You have a purpose this morning. Each and every one of us has a purpose this morning that God has gave us to do. Mine ain't the same as Johnny's, and Johnny's ain't the same as mine. Why? Because if ours was the same, God wouldn't need both of us. He'd take one of us home.
Come on.
We all have a purpose. We all, you don't have to be a preacher, you don't have to be a deacon, you don't have to be a pastor, you don't have to be a Sunday school teacher, you don't have to be a song leader, you don't have to play an instrument. God has called you to do something for Him.
Amen.
If you're saved, something should be different. Something should make you want to tell somebody else what you got.
Amen.
I did nothing. I don't want to stand before God one day and Him say on whatever date today is, Mike was in the hospital. I needed you to stand up and preach. What did you do, dear Jeremy? Nothing, Lord.
God bless you.
That ain't going to work.
God bless you.
Anybody come get saved? Lord, I don't know. Maybe nobody comes and prays, and I ain't saying, yeah, I'll fill this altar up because I got up and preach. If you ain't got to pray, don't pray. If you need to pray, pray. Do what you're told to do.
Yeah.
By Him and not me. God not bless. By Him, not by your mama. If your mama's over there elbowing you, saying you need to go down there and pray. Hey, it ain't up to mama. Mama, you could have drugged me to the altar every Sunday and every Wednesday when I was a teenager, but you couldn't have got nothing beat into my head by dragging me to the altar. I love you, but I hate to tell you that. You can't do it for me. I can't use your talent. You can't use mine. But God's gave you an opportunity. God's gave you a platform. God's gave you a word to say, a prayer to pray, a song to sing, even if you're just singing it from your heart to Him. Don't sing it to me. I might not need to hear it. It's not necessarily for me.
Come on.
It's for Him.
Bless Him, Lord.
If you're shortchanging and holding on to what God's told you to do because you're afraid I don't want to hear it or Johnny don't want to hear it or it's going to sound out of tune to everybody in here, hey, it ain't for us.
Come on.
Nothing about this service is here. I didn't read where it said Victory Bible Church is going to meet to worship Johnny McHenry this Sunday. I didn't read that. I'm here to worship God.
Yeah.
I care. Don't take this wrong. I care what Johnny McHenry does.
Come on.
But if he don't worship God, that's up to him.
That's right.
I'm going to worship God. He saved my soul. He didn't.
That's right.
He can help me do some stuff, but he can't do anything that one can do for me.
Come on.
I'm going to give him his. And if I don't give it to him, he's going to get it regardless.
Man.
I might as well give it to him and be like the one who had five and the one who had two. They doubled it. He said, come on in. Hey, and guess if you read on down, what does he do to the one that said, I did nothing? He said, take his and give it to that one that did something.
Yeah.
You sit on yours this morning and you don't use it, he'll say, give it back.
Amen.
I'll give it to Johnny. Johnny will use it.
Yeah.
Give me what you got over there, Roger. You ain't going to use it. I'll give it to Wayne. Wayne will use it.
Yeah.
You don't want to use it? That's fine. I'll find somebody else.
Amen.
That's this morning. That's real.
Yes.
That's the truth.
God bless
what
you.
Are you doing this morning with what God's gave you?
Yeah,
He's gave you an opportunity. If y'all want to get a verse of a song, Paula and Johnny, Wayne, Lord. He's gave you an opportunity this morning to do something for Him. First off, if you're lost, there's an opportunity this morning to get saved. Because until you get that, none of the rest of it matters.
That's right.
You can get up and sing lost if you want to get up and sing lost. It ain't doing nothing but having some words come out of your mouth. So first off, He's gave you an opportunity to get saved. Once you've got saved, He's gave you an opportunity to do something for Him. To reach that hand out to a neighbor in need. To go to a nursing home to these whose family don't come see them. To witness to somebody at Collinsville Trade Day. To witness to somebody at the Boaz Walmart. To do something. God didn't call anybody to be a bitch one. He's got a team full of starters. I love Alabama football. And I was mad and I wanted to fire every coach and take away every scholarship last night from the players. But there's a talented team. And it's not just Alabama, it's you pick whatever. Those people are there because they have a talent. There's a reason I didn't play football at Alabama, John. It's because I ain't got that talent. But had I had it and sat down on it, what good would it have done anybody?
Yeah.
One of the most famous sports people, I guess, would be Michael Jordan. Made millions of dollars playing sports, made millions of dollars because he had a talent for Nike. Nike made millions of dollars off that man's talent. But if he had to sit down, if y'all know his story, he got cut. I think his freshman year of high school, he got cut from the team. And he could have sat down and said, oh, well, I just won't try it again. Maybe basketball's not for me.
Yeah.
But he went back and tried again. Every time I preach, I feel like I fall on my face. praise God, for some reason I get back up and try again. And it ain't because of me. It's because of Him. There's no strength in this body. There's nothing special here. But if He's told you to do something, don't let fear of failing keep you from being what God would have you to be this morning. Let us
stand in the 60s.